Comment ça va? Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land where summer is on a Tuesday. I'm DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ, so thanks for listening and welcome to the Thrift Shop. As I record this edition of Radio Thrift Shop, it is high summer here at Skybird Studios, and even though we're surrounded by mountains, my mind goes to the world of surfing. I have not played a whole lot of surf music over the years on the Radio Thrift Shop, so sit back, wax your surfboard, and let's ride the waves. gorgeous set of music to start off our surfing journey. Even if I do say so myself, we started off with Vesqueros, an 80-foot wave from 1964. Then Sean Lee's incredible tabla band, their cover of Pipeline. And finally, Percy Faith, the man himself, with the sound of surf. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been surfing at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is here every Saturday evening, open for business between 10 p.m. and midnight. Kind of weird hours, but it works.
This is Bird Note. Some birds spend most of their lives on the open ocean, only coming to land when it's time to breed. These high sea specialists are called pelagic birds, and the best way to see them for yourself is by setting sail. Pelagic birding tours and whale watching cruises are a great way to experience oceanic species in their element. These voyages often begin with the raucous calls of gulls, terns, and pelicans that frequent coastlines. But just a few miles offshore, these species give way to true maritime marvels like jaegers, also called skuas. These dark, gull-like birds are fearsome hunters and skilled thieves who use their aerial prowess to snatch fish from other animals. Even further out to sea, petrels, shearwaters, and albatrosses make life on the wind look like a breeze. They sport tubular structures above their bills that help them excrete salt from seawater and navigate by smell. Their long pointed wings are perfect for gliding vast distances with minimal effort. Keep an eye out for dainty seafarers too, like the robin-sized red phalarope. During the winter months, these slender shorebirds' plumage turns a ghostly gray, blending seamlessly into the frothy waves. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
DJ Frederick's tips on how not to do a radio show. Don't have a wavering voice. Have that deep, mysterious DJ voice. Don't use MP3s and WAV files. Use old records and tapes instead. Talk so fast that no one can understand you. Don't play any current top 40 tunes. Don't play any rap music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS. Thank you. them beautiful yacht folk there from the Breathers, and Don't It Make You Feel. Before that, Rosemary and the Undiscovered Island from 1968, a promo 45 released on Columbia Records. And we started that set off with the Orchid Lagoon and Surfing. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're surfing the airwaves with all kinds of cool surfing music this week on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to shift gears a little bit and go into the more esoteric side of surf music. Let's drop the needle.
Thank you. The forces of the universe and the elements of space conjured up your being, your size, your time, your shape. You were created with all the beauty they could call. And Earth, you surely are the measure of them all. Your rocks all turn to gold and your tiny stones to jewels. And when the swirling mists had cleared, you stood so pure and placed so carefully each and everything that belonged. But you were magnificent through the pain.
That was G. Wayne Thomas with the title track from Morning of the Earth. Great film from the early 70s documenting the surf movement in Australia. And before that, we heard several tunes from the original soundtrack of A Sea for Yourself by Rick Henn. That was Rain Ride 3, and before that, Rain Rides 1 and 2. And we started off with Soul Teacher by The Dragons. Well, this is DJ Frederick, North Country Fred, here with you on the airwaves at WSCS. I've been DJing here since 1999. Wow, a whole century ago.
Exploring science in the sea. Most corals are homebodies. They settle in one spot, link with hundreds or thousands of their friends, and never move. They build the structures we recognize as corals, rock-like spires, branches, domes, and others. But a few corals walk along the sea floor. They don't go very far, and they certainly don't get there in a hurry. But their mobility helps them find more stable waters, avoid being buried in the sediments, and have a safe space to reproduce. A recent study showed how one species gets around. Biologists in Australia placed mushroom corals, which are only an inch or two long, in aquariums. They put white lights on one side of the tanks, like the light in shallower waters, and they put blue lights, like deeper waters, on the other side. And they recorded the action on video. When they turned on one set of lights or the other, 87% of the corals went toward the blue light. And when they turned on both sets, all of the corals moved toward the blue light, showing a preference for greater depths. The corals didn't sprint toward the deep end, though. They averaged less than 2 inches per day, with a maximum of about 9 inches. The video showed that the corals moved in a way similar to jellyfish. The corals inflated tissues at the edges of their bodies, then squeezed and twisted muscles on their sides, causing them to hop forward. Each tiny hop took an hour or two, a slow but steady pace for a walking coral. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to open your ears to Thrift Shop Delights. It's a world of exploration at the Radio Thrift Shop.
I'm sitting over here. See that giggle of guys and girls. A typical day at the beach. Well, typical till I make my speech. There's a girl out on the sea. Lunch and parasol, sitting there like a typical girl. Well, this is not a locker room, and that's a surfboard, not a yacht. The arrangement's not.
This is not a locker room here, and
sitting over here. One guy just got up and prayed. They rang the words, they're all in heat. Like an ignored, just don't steam up you. And leave me still out on the sea.
Thank you. Thank you.
you've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in the Kearsarge Sunapee regions and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll play just about everything except for rap and heavy metal, but everything else is fair game. If there's any music you'd like to hear that's obscure and hard to find, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, and I will get it on the air for you in a future broadcast. Until next time, 73s, wishing you many blessings.